Family of Grace, welcome to the episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wanda, Chapter 8 edition. Today's Wanda chapter is Psalms chapter 43. It's a relatively short Wanda chapter, but let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, and thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the gift of everything that you have done for us, Father. We have gone astray in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words that you have done after failed to do. Father, may you have mercy for us, Father. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, Father, all those who are at war, may you grant them peace that they may come back and give you glory, Father. May you bless the works of our hands. We put all our projects and everything that we plan today, Father. And as we prepare to listen to today's word, may you come and bless us and let us pick something at least that we put into practice. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's wonder chapter. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of the Lord, my God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with lyre. Oh God, my God, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And that is where our wonder chapter for today ends. I think it's a relatively pretty short wonder chapter. And I just have one message like this that I want us to share. It comes from verse 3. What does verse 3 say? It says, send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Amen. Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Today we see the author of Psalms telling us, he's showing us that we should always ask from the Lord. That's the first message I take it. The Lord is our provider. We should always ask. Send me. He is asking of the Lord. There is nothing that is too big for the Lord. As long as he sees and he deems that it will be beneficial to you, it is for your better good, then get on your knees. But the most important message that we see the author asking for God to send him light. What does light do? Light normally, can I say, illuminates us. Light enables us to see in darkness. And that's why we have bulbs at home. That's why we have, you know, name it. So that when it's nighttime, when it's dark, we switch them on. Why? So that we can see. The Bible today is telling us, indirectly is showing to us, that the only way that we can see certain things on earth is if we ask for guidance from God. The Lord is our spiritual compass. The Lord is our guide. The Lord is our guide in life. And that the earth is a dark place, full of dark things, full of dark people. And we are not able to see all this without light. But the question is, where is the source of light? It's the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Ask of him. And sometimes we do not see the things around us. We don't see the solutions to the problems that we are facing. We don't see the problems that we are facing. We don't see the challenges that we are facing. We don't see the things that block our relationship with God. Why? Because we are in darkness. I know you may start saying, but my house has 200 million bulbs. Spiritually, you're in darkness. And the only way you can get out of that darkness is if you drive it by light. And where is the source of this light? The Lord our God. And sometimes the Lord even gives us the light. Sometimes we even see the light, but we do not accept the path that the Lord is shining for us. We do not accept the things that God is trying to show us. The Lord is showing you. The Lord has shown light in a certain way. You still want to go the other. And that's why as Christians, we need to pray for the spirit of acceptance, for the spirit of surrendering. that we ought to surrender everything to God, who created the heavens and the earth, who knows us by name. We surrender it to God. And that's a short message that I had for you. That's a brief message I had for you today. Get some time with Psalms chapter 43. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, you can use one word to send 1,000 messages. The Almighty King of Kings, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. We thank you for always being there for us, Father. We thank you for always guiding us where we have gone wrong, where we have gone astray. Father, may you have mercy on us. May you continue guiding us. May you continue being with us, Almighty King of Kings, Father. May you continue showing us the path, Father. May you continue lighting up every dark spot in our hearts, Father, so that we may be able to see what you have planned for us, Father. We say, pray that, Father, may give us a spirit of acceptance. So many times we see the light, but we don't accept. So many times we see the light, but we don't surrender. May you fill us with that humility to surrender to your will. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.